fourth dimension till you die.
A quote from Sigmund Freud was that the mentally ill are scum, that they provide them with study material and an income, but cannot actually be helped. Incidentally, he saw himself as the biggest patient. He was also a heavy user of cocaine, and it was later revealed that he had also been sexually abused as a child. After the admission, you had the impression of some psychiatric nurses that they had become it only for not to have to be a patient themselves. People resonate with and on each other, and that is due to frequencies and vibrations of organs. I wondered if Freud's liver had also adapted to the situation. In particular, the subject of cock envy, which he accused women of having. I've thought that processing goes through identification with your aggressor's cock of the past, and that your own remains out of reach and unreachable. Freud's cocaine could also have been the motor for living in tomorrow to stay ahead of today's processing. But didn't he say with the word cock envy that his was turned inward, so no major emotional connection with his legs, no streaming? He looked for his intellectual other half with an urge to resonate with. From that thought, you can also argue that the liver is the home of all mental illnesses, from a kind of knowing. In the Netherlands, social culture, on the basis of psychoactive medication, has sent the mentally ill into a form of oppressed position, often to a terrible life due to excessive use psychoactive medication. You find balance and acceptance through letting go and not through control.